time for Chaz and AJ Dumbass News.
What's in the mug?
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 She thought it was weird to see a tea bag floating in her travel mug, seeing how she doesn't drink tea.
Yeah.
Then she realized it wasn't a tea bag.
Yeah. How soon did she realize it? Like halfway through?
I don't know. Was she drinking out of the Stanley mug?
Yeah. When do you find it exactly?
The Stanley mug was warm. She looked inside, saw a tea bag. Like,
I had French roast.
That's weird. I don't drink tea.
What could it be? Marshmallow?
It was a dead mouse.
Oh, no.
She must leave her car mug in the car overnight.
Right. Mouse climbed in, can't climb out. Dade. Right. Nobody's going to want one.
That's rough. Right? Imagine you sipped it.
That's the worst time when you find, only one thing worse than finding a bug in your food is finding half a bug in your food.
Yep.
Yeah. Yes. Yeah.
We have her explaining this?
Yeah.
Okay.
The grossest thing just happened to me. Tell me if you've ever had something like this happen to you. I was sitting at a red light. I went to take a drink of my Stanley cup and it tastes warm. And I'm like, this just is not right. It was cold last night. It should still be cold this morning. I spit it out right away. I twist open the cap. I look inside. I'm like, so it looks like a tea bag or something. I never put tea in here. And I look closer. It was a mouse. How does that happen?
Was it alive?
You're a pig. You didn't take it inside.
I don't want
yeah,
the cup.
That's why.
Right. You can't question why did this happen.
Right. Yeah. Right.
I don't understand.
Yeah. Yeah. It was a conspiracy. Someone
do the math, idiot.
Right. Yeah.
You sip it the next day, too? You're like,
no.
You don't leave it in the car and then sip it the next day?
Yeah. No.
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 And if it was screwed on tight, so it must have been dead in there, she filled it prior, put the cap back on.
No.
No. I think it just sat.
Could be one of those.
No,
things.
It was warm because of the body heat from the mouse.
Oh, yes.
No. Dangy.
I know.
That makes it worse.
Makes it worse. Now, this is freshly dead mouse.
I must push this out of my mind.
Now.
So she thinks it climbed in through the mouthpiece, and then she had her mouth on the mouthpiece sipping the liquid.
You mean mouthpiece?
The mouthpiece.
Mouthpiece.
It must have been one of those like open mouth ones, like
exactly.
An open mouth.
Yes.
Lid. Like it couldn't have been like this.
Right.
Exactly.
I'm holding a straw one.
So not only did she leave liquid in the car in the cup that she sipped the next day, she left it open.
Right.
Yeah, that's rough.
She left it open and then drank out of it.
Yeah.
It could have been a spider. It could have been
a lot of things.
Anything.
Yeah.
So somehow the mouse got in my car.
Somehow.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. It went after
mice get into cars, by the way.
I'm sure if you left that in there, it's probably like food scraps in your house.
That's not a Mission Impossible for them.
Yeah.
A regular day.
Yeah. Pretty good at that. Yeah,
they could fit through a hole the size of a dime.
Yep.
The size of a dime.
Yep. They can.
Chaz and AJ.
Hey, I'm looking at my Stanley that I'm drinking at now, and I don't see how a mouse could get in here.
Okay. Well, your Stanley probably has a slide, not a round mouthpiece, right?
No, it's an open mouthpiece. There's nothing to cover my drink hole.
Oh, you'd be surprised. You'd be surprised what they squeeze into, man.
It's like the coffee one, right, with the sliding top?
Yeah.
Yeah. I think they could fit through that.
There's nothing to slide. My mouthpiece is open.
You'd be shocked at what small holes they can get through.
Right.
I open it and make sure there's not a fly in it.
That's why I sleep.
Yeah.
Right.
That's why I sleep with pants on.
Right. No one just blindly leaves a cup outside all night, then just like, let me take a swig.
Yeah.
I always think of
a bee. I don't like leaving it on my counter overnight open and then drinking out of it, let alone in my car.
Okay. I'll go one further.
Okay.
When I'm on the treadmill and I'm drinking out of a bottle of water, each sip in between each, I'll close the top. I'm standing right there.
Yeah.
I don't want dust particles.
Yeah.
Yep. I do the same. Take a sip, put the cap back on.
Right.
Yeah. Keep it sanitary.
She deserved it.
She deserved it.
She learned a lesson.
But I still feel for her.
Yeah.
You're right.
I don't feel for her. She deserved it.
All right.
Now she craves cheese.
Thank you.
You're something else, man.
Yeah.
It's thank you, Ed.
Yeah.
Joe.
Good morning.
Hey, how are you?
I had about 20 years ago, my friend opened up a can of beer, and he was drinking it, and it felt something on his lips. So he poured it out into a cup, and then here comes a mouse out of it.
Wow.
In the can!
Yeah, that was the mouse lager,
in
yes.
In the can!
Yeah.
And, from the brewery or something.
Oh, yeah. My God!
Yeah, that was a Tom and Jerry lager.
Tom and Jerry.
It was a special blend.
It was waterlogged. Yeah. You know, the mouse was really waterlogged.
Well, yeah, drowned in there, probably, yeah.
Oh, my God, it was messy.
Oh, that's so bad.
Yeah, in certain countries, they eat the mouse afterwards to get extra buzz.
Its last words were, bud.
Right, burp.
Yeah,
why?
Yeah. Talking about this woman who took a sip out of her tree. She left her travel cup. In the car all night.
Yeah.
She gets in the car. She takes a sip. She's like, this is warm. That's weird. She looks in the cup. It's like, why is there a tea bag in there? I don't drink tea. Turns out it was a mouse.
Yep.
And we believe the warmth came from
the mouse.
Body temperature.
Yep. Before it expired.
So it was live.
Yep.
Then it died.
Right. Then she sipped it. Right.
How does that happen?
You're a dumbass.
You leave it in the car.
Right.
Come on.
You're a filthy pig.
Yeah, if you had it in the dishwasher and it was in there, yeah. You can ask that question.
Right,
yeah.
Yes.
Mm. Ice cream, Dave.
Hey, good morning.
Hey.
Morning.
So about 30 years ago, a buddy of mine and I drive down to Dover for a race, and he picks up a Dunkin' Donuts coffee on the way down. Long day at the track, sun beating down me. We go to leave. I got a headache. I have nothing in the car to take a drink with. I have aspirin, nothing to drink.
Right.
I throw them in my mouth. I grab his coffee cup, which is about half full. I take a slug. Something hits my teeth. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, what is in that? And he's like, you didn't just do that.
Oh, no.
He had been putting his cigarettes out.
Right.
And the whole ride down there.
You have a coffee and cigarette at the same time.
A whole mouthful
nice. Yeah.
Of it.
Yeah.
The cigarette water is classic.
Yeah. Brown, too.
It did cure my headache.
Yeah. Oh, it definitely did, yeah.
Yeah, the nicotine.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
I've never tasted anything like that in my life.
It's an acquired taste.
I've done that with beer.
Yeah.
Like, I thought it was my beer.
Right.
And I just grab it. That's why, you know, I mark them now.
Yeah.
You know?
Keep your
but
hand
you
on.
Take that swig and you're like, oh, Jesus.
There's something in here.
This was an ashtray, wasn't it?
It's not alone, yes.
Oh, that's dipstick.
It is.
That's the worst.
It's not even your cigarettes.
However, if I have a choice of a mouse in a cup or cigarettes in a cup, I'm taking cigarettes every day.
100%.
Oh, absolutely.
Even from strangers.
Absolutely.
Cigarettes
exactly.
From strangers, I'll take over a mouse.
Yep.
All right, Dave. Thank you.
Good to talk to you.
You too, brother.
What was a mouse smoking cigarette?
Better than the actual mouse.
That's
still,
what killed
I think.
Him, yeah.
That's right.
Yeah.
Kenny.
Good morning.
Hey.
Morning, Kenny.
This was 2 years ago, driving home from work, and I feel something crawling up my leg.
Okay.
I didn't think nothing of it. You know, I just shake it off. And it kept going. It kept going up my leg. It got as high as my calf,
oh, boy.
Between my calf and my knee.
Uh-huh.
I reached over my right hand and I squeezed it. And now I'm in Derby on Route 34. I get out of the truck and I pull my pants down, and it was a mouse.
Oh, ah, right.
There were mice living inside my cabin air filter.
Right.
I learned that weekend. I took it all apart, and there was a little, you know, field mice living in
like a whole nest of them.
Filter.
Yeah, you could.
Yeah, a whole nest of them. It was disgusting.
You could have been the mouse hole.
Yeah.
He was heading for the cave.
That's right. Nice warm spot.
Bat cave. They'll squeeze in there too.
Hey, if a pencil can fit in your ass, right. That mouse is going
it's
in.
It's going.
Hey, while you're down there, check me out for any polyps. Little miner's helmet on. Yeah.
All right, Kenny, thank you. All right, we're talking about unpleasant surprises. My wife Jennifer's on the phone. Good morning.
Good morning.
Morning.
Morning. I got to wash my car.
Bobcat!
I got to wash my car.
Yeah.
Bobcat. So a friend of mine actually recently shared this story with me. You know when you could buy a bottle of olive oil, but it's a metal, like a long canister
yeah, the cans,
of
yeah.
olive
yeah.
oil?
Yeah.
And she had bought one. You know, you have them for quite a while. And there's like a little hole at the top with a threaded cap that goes on. And she said when she got to the end right. of said canister bottle, whatever, a little mouse slipped out.
Oh,
I was just dying.
Oh, that's where Pepino, no. that's where Pepino it's, went.
It's, yummy. Ratatouille.
Right. So what do you do with it? Put on a piece of bread?
Bruschetta.
Like a garlic bulb, you spread
what's this mouse in bruschetta?
At that point, it's got to be
it's a
liquid.
Quiet taste, yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, well, you can taste the mouse, boy.
You don't want to talk about the unpleasant surprise you had at the hotel room?
You know, Chaz, it really isn't necessary. You know, I made do with what I had, Uh-oh. And then that's what I did.
You made okay? do. Oh,
she made do
with what she had.
I made do. I made do, and then I made do.
She had so to make do.
Here is the partnership I share with the man that put a ring on my finger, okay? Let me continue. So we go away on vacation a few weeks ago, and we're in a hotel room together, and we're checking out that morning. Chaz kindly brings the bags down. He says, I'll meet you down in the lobby. And I can only do certain things when I'm alone, which is, you know, to do.
Right.
And he left the room. I did my business. And the way the toilet paper holder was, you couldn't see that there was only two little squares.
Oh,
now,
no.
Mind you, he had pooed in there about an hour earlier. He could have told me, but no, he did not. There's two squares, which is not enough to clean said region, okay? So then I run out with my duty butt. And then I run into the living room area because I'm like, oh, there was a box of tissues.
Right.
No, that was empty too. And I'm already dressed. I mean, we have Oh, we're checking out the car. Everything's ready to roll. So I made do with a bath towel that we
horrible.
Had
I was going to say bath towel. Oh, the face
horrible. Disgusting.
The face cloth.
I thought it was going to be the coffee
disgusting.
Filter.
Yeah.
That's disgusting.
That's not a bad idea.
It's extra absorbent.
I would have gone right for the coffee filter.
Yeah, I would have just dragged my ass on the carpet.
Disgusting. So I tell my husband this story where he was actually part of my failure, and he's like, you're gross. You're disgusting. Like, well, what are you? It'd be gross or disgusting if I didn't clean the region, but I cleaned it.
Right, right.
How does that happen?
Oh, the towel. Oh, I never want to use a towel at a hotel again.
It's
like this was used as toilet paper.
That's why they have curtains. just saying. Gabby MacGyver sometimes.
You know, I saw a TikTok one time that said that a lot of people, I think this is so foul, that they let ladies clean their panties in coffee makers in hotels.
Oh.
This sounds familiar.
I don't know how you,
it filters everything.
I think they sell that on Etsy shops now. You could buy that water.
Thanks, man.
Right.
I explained that mark on her panties. It was coffee stain.
All right, we got to go.
Okay, love you, bye.
All right, love you, bye. Chaz and AJ in the morning. Bruce, what do you got?
Hey, good morning, fellas.
Good morning.
Love you guys, man.
What's happening?
Hey, so I was about 9 to 10 years old. My mom was doing face painting at an air show, and, you know, she lets me walk around. And I'm walking around. I see a box of donuts in the trash can that look brand new, untouched.
Oh, no.
So I see a Boston cream that looks delicious. I grab it. I eat it. I feel wiggling in my mouth, and it's chocolate-covered ants.
Right.
Chocolate-covered ants. Live chocolate-covered ants.
Right.
That's yummy.
Is that singing like Dave Matthews now?
Wait, now, how old are you?
Nine.
How old? You were nine?
Nine.
Yeah, I was about 9 to 10, yep.
At that age, you can get away with it, though.
Yeah.
Now you're 30.
I didn't think these had sprinkles on them.
Yeah, and sprinkles move.
Yeah.
Right. I get tingling my tummy.
I didn't know. I took it out, and everything. They were all over the place. I was like, oh, man. I didn't tell my mom at all. She would have whipped my butt.
Oh, yeah. Well, you ate out of the garbage for one
was
thing.
Was that the last time you ate out of a garbage can?
That, yeah, never again.
That'll do it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That was shocking. Do it.
Right.
It looks brand new.
Hey, love you guys, man.
Hey, I love you too, man.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah.
It takes a big man to admit that.
It does. Right. Yeah. Those ants were delicious, by the way.
Oh.
Yeah. At least they were tasty.
I don't know. He didn't even tell his mother. He's like, yeah, then I'm just, it's going to be worse than eating the ants.
That's probably the only donut that had protein.
Oh, God.
All the daily requirements in one.
You see a perfect donut in the garbage, like, yeah. I just assume something terrible happened to
it. Mm. Yeah, something. True. Yeah, why is this in here?
But when you're nine, you're like,
oh, you don't care.
It's my lucky day.
Exactly.
Look at that.
It smells good. It's intact. Yeah.
It's better than finding a quarter.
How fortunate I am, yes.
And then the ants.
Yep.
You're like, okay.
They had a bad day, too.
They were like, it's my lucky day. Like, wait, I'm in a mouth?
Look, check it out. Big donut. Come on, fellas. Let's go get it.
It was a bad situation for everyone.
Yes, it was.
Let's go to Mark. Hey, Mark.
Oh, yes. Hi. This is Mark from Waterbury.
Hello, Mark.
I got a good one for you.
All right.
All right. I'm sound asleep. It's about 2:30 in the morning. This happened a few months back. And I wake up choking. I couldn't breathe. A stink bug was lodged in my esophagus.
Oh. So your breath was awful.
I got two stories. How does that happen?
Right.
Yeah.
You stuff your mouth open.
How does that happen?
Right. You stuff your mouth open for one thing.
How does that happen?
Right. How does that happen?
Yeah, you scope, first of all.
Oh, my God. Those things are nasty anyways. When you touch them, they emit a nasty odor.
Yeah.
Stink bug.
Oh, yeah.
They immediately turn to powder and
yeah, thus the name.
Do.
Right. So now you got a stink mouth.
So what were you eating when you fell asleep?
I wasn't eating nothing.
Right. He did eat a bug.
So you're sleeping with your mouth open?
Right.
I'm a mouth breather, yeah.
And the stink bug was like, this seems like a nice cave to hide out in.
Nice warm.
Like
exactly.
A nice warm environment.
Right, right.
A mouse chased it in there.
Right.
Yeah,
the cat and the mouse.
All right, gentlemen, you have a great day.
All right, you too, brother.
Bye-bye.
Worst breath ever.
James.
Good morning again, guys.
Hey.
Good morning.
The thing about the beer you said, Chaz, reminded me of this story. So we used to go to the Wildwoods a lot every summer. And we were playing it. I wasn't 21 yet at the time. I was just watching this game happen. They were playing Flap the Cup, drinking a lot of beers. But some joker decided to put Fireball in one of the cups.
Okay.
And it was like a gross Fireball beer mix.
Right. And you discovered
that is
it?
An unpleasant surprise.
Right. So you drank it?
I didn't. I wasn't 21 yet.
Gotcha. Yeah, it always stops everybody. I'm not 21 yet, but...
Yeah, I believe that, AJ.
So that was a bad surprise for somebody.
Yes.
Yeah.
Fireball.
How does that happen?
Yeah. How does that happen?
Fireball's a bad surprise for everybody.
Right. Not as bad as stink bug.
How does that happen?
How does that happen?
How does it happen?
All right, I got one.
Okay.
This is... So we were... This is years ago. We were all in the studio. It was after the show. It's me, AJ. We're recording commercials. Phil's behind the control board, and I see my phone's going off. And Jennifer never calls me for no, you know. So it's if she's calling me and I'm at the station,
something's up.
So I tell Phil start recording, and I put the phone up to my mic and put her on speaker.
Hello.
Hey.
Oh my God.
What happened?
I went into the pantry to get the water can to water my plants. Go back over to the sink to dump out the leftover water. And I empty the water out. I go to put it back in the pantry. I said, I feel like there's still water in there. So I go back over to the sink. There's a...
I didn't understand what you just said.
I left it on the counter. Please take care of it. I can't touch this water can.
You left it on the counter?
Yes. I put it down. I freaked out and walked away.
No, you have to get rid of that right now.
I don't want to touch the...
No, do it while I'm on the phone.
I really don't want to touch it.
By the way, any other time I would do it.
Yeah.
You know.
Right.
But I'm like, this sounds like potential for good audio.
Exactly right.
Oh, yeah.
Please, I really can't. I just leave it there for you. It's dead. It's just dead.
Just take it and dump it in the recycle.
No, I'm not dumping it out, Chaz. I'm not dumping it out. I'll put it outside. I'm not touching the can.
Do it. Dump it in the garbage can in the garage.
I'm dumping it outside, please. It's gone, all right? It's gone.
All right, thank you. All right, love you.
I'm surprised we have windows still.
It does have them.